I'm Pat Carson. We're here at TDK RF Solutions in Austin, Texas. We're here to review the results of the comparison test between an AWGN, OFDM, and pulse-based transmitters and their effect on a C-band satellite system.
Hello, my name is Evan Green. We're here in Austin, Texas at TDK RF Solutions. What we have here is a OFDM transmitter provided by Wizz Air that's providing our OFDM source. And then we have down here we have a broadband white noise source that we use for emulating the direct sequence system. And we have a coaxial switch here where we can switch between the two systems quickly. And we have a video monitor observing the video signal coming from the satellite. Then we have a calibrated continuously variable attenuator here where we can adjust the amount of interference. We can adjust it so that it completely blocks out the signal, or we can adjust it so that there's no interference at all. And we can measure directly on this calibrated attenuator precisely how much power difference that is within fractions of a dB. We also have over here an oscilloscope, digital oscilloscope, that we're digitizing the waveforms on so that we can see exactly what emissions we're putting out. The spectrum analyzer here is what we used for measuring relative power differences between the two systems. And then what we have here is a thermal power meter that we use for calibrating all the instruments.
In the background, we have set up a C-band satellite antenna, which would be typical for the Austin area. We have a disc cone antenna on a 55-inch mast that we take and move around in front, inside, and behind the satellite dish, looking for interference. We use three different signal waveforms. We use an AWGN, we've used OFDM, and a 30 megahertz pulse repetition rate pulser. And we mark the spots where the picture begins to break up, and then we back up to where we have a consistently good picture.
Okay, Pat, you know, move back a little bit now. Okay, back a little bit more. Okay, mark that with a green flag, green flag.
We used red flags to mark the location when transmitting with an AWGN signal. We used the green flags to mark the location when transmitting with an OFDM signal. And we used the blue flags when transmitting with a pulser. Steve, glad you come down from TI and take a look at our efforts for the past 2 weeks and what we've been doing down here.
Thanks, Pat.
We've documented this and we are making a scale drawing, but as you can see, most of the flags are within 2 or 3 feet of each other.
Right. Right. It looks like that pattern is fairly consistent, really, from no matter which direction you approach the dish, about 2 or 3 feet, as you said.
Yeah.
And also I noticed that sometimes the flag for the OFDM signal is a little bit closer. In other cases, it's the flag for the pulse-based system. How would you explain that?
Yeah, we repeated the test several times, and it really seems to be within the margin of error. We can move a few inches one way or the other, and the picture would either get artifacts or not get artifacts.
Right. So I guess in the end, actually, the conclusion you could make is that there really just isn't that much difference between the two approaches.
That would be our conclusion. In an effort to get an interference measurement within 20 degrees of the bore site of the dish, we constructed this 34-foot tall mast, which we mounted approximately 100 feet out from the dish, put the disc cone antenna at the top, and we found that there was no difference in interference level from the 34-foot tall to the 55-inch tall mast.